African peace advocates say the continent's many conflicts cannot be resolved without greater attention to the management and distribution of natural resources, as well as overall environmental preservation. Competition for natural resources, particularly fresh water, is a well-known component of the long-standing Israeli-Arab conflict in a region where arable land is extremely scarce. But what of Africa, a vast continent blessed with tremendous natural bounty? There, too, fierce competition exists for life and livelihood-sustaining resources, according to activists from the region. Patricia Kamari-Mbote teaches law at the University of Nairobi and heads the Kenyan chapter of the International Discourse on Development in the Nile River Basin. Speaking at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars, she said promoters of peace in Africa would do well to consider ecological matters.
Many of the African continent's conflicts are linked to natural resources. Environmental resources are very critical to the survival of people, both for subsistence and for economic mainstay. People eke their living out of land, and land also has a link with their natural resources.
News media accounts of conflicts in Africa often focus on ethnic or religious rivalries as a primary source of friction. But according to peace activist John Merhula Katunga, ethnic tensions often mask a different reality, two or more groups competing for the same set of natural resources.
People talk about xenophobia. People talk about some civil society being extremist. But the reason is not that the people are by nature extremist and xenophobic, but it's because of the way this exploitation is done in a very exclusive and violent manner that is creating a lot of damage on people's relationships.
Mr. Katunga is involved in non-governmental efforts to resolve a Central African conflict over a mineral ore commonly known as coltan. When refined to a powder, coltan becomes tantalum, a heat-resistant substance used in manufacturing cellular phones, laptop computers, and other electronics. Coltan is heavily mined in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but coveted by numerous groups and factions in the region. Conflict over control of coltan is blamed for tens of thousands of deaths. It is also blamed for the devastation of wildlife preserves that are home to gorillas and other endangered species. Mr. Katunga says the Congolese experience with coltan demonstrates that when large numbers of people all pursue a limited commodity at all costs, conflict inevitably arises and any sense of community or brotherhood disappears. The people and the environment suffer.
The destruction of the ecosystem in one country will affect the rest of the countries in the region and beyond. The ecology has no political boundaries. It is a global Ubuntuism. The Ubuntu is the philosophy that in Africa, you are because I am, and I am because you are. You can't live in isolation. We are all interlinked and interdependent. No lasting solution will come unless it's regionally negotiated.
But Kenyan law professor Patricia Kamari-Mbote says it is easy to forget the importance of ecological matters in conflict resolution.
When you look at the environment, you do not see it at the forefront of conflict. There will be the intermediate effects, such as the disruption of communities or the segmentation of populations. And basically, you have to look for the environment. Even though it's such a critical factor in the region, it is not always easy to pinpoint. And so essentially, many times, it gets lost off the radar screen.
The peace activists say democratic governments are more likely to show concern for the environment and the preservation of natural resources than their autocratic counterparts, and that the spread of democracy should be a primary goal for all who want peace and ecological preservation in Africa. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.